On the planet Alsoria, a man opens a door. Through it, he ushers Neelix. Neelix is in civilian clothes. Furtively, he exits onto the streets and into a marketplace. He walks nonchalantly among the market stands. He passes a vial of yellow powder to a woman in civilian clothes. It is Captain Janeway. She looks at the vial and analyzes it briefly with a handheld scanner and gives a small, tight-lipped smile.
We need this completely filled. We don't have time to haggle over price.
Understood.
Tuvok, standing nearby, sees something.
Captain.
Janeway whirls round and sees armed guards with black helmets and uniforms advancing on them. The away team splits up to flee, but finds itself surrounded. Janeway immediately tackles one guard who is drawing his phaser. Tuvok shoots another, whilst Belana Torres grapples with a third. Another guard appears and aims at Janeway.
Janeway, what?
Get up.
Torres and Tuvok raise their arms in surrender. The captain lies stunned, a nasty burn on her neck. A guard stops to remove her comm badge.
Get away from her!
The speaker attacks a guard. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Resistance, voiced by Roland Byrne. Gas explodes outwards in a huge arc from an enormous sun. Nuclear reactions in the star's core send great gouts of flame thousands of miles into space. The Federation starship Voyager flies through a giant arc of fire on its continuing journey to find home. Its captain is Catherine Janeway. The starship Voyager pushes through clouds of dust and gas. Its flat, oval bow, raised above and forward of the cylindrical body, to which the engine arms are fixed, forges a path through the unknown darkness of space. Billions of stars shine throughout the universe, illuminating huge gas clouds and multicolored planets. A blue-green planet is framed in a golden glow, surrounded by the jagged illuminations of gas and space debris. Voyager flies past great rocks covered in ice and on into the farthest reaches of infinite space. A blue-gray planet, streaked with clouds, turns in space. Its gravitational pull holds fragments of rock, the debris of dead planets and comets, in a thin band encircling the planet like a giant ring. As Voyager passes beyond the ringed planet and on towards others, an unknown sun, eclipsed by a satellite moon, is revealed as the moon moves on its eternal orbit. The darkness itself is eclipsed by the star's intense brightness. Millions of miles ahead of Voyager, a gigantic gaseous blue and red nebula proves the existence of many more galaxies. The engines power up, glowing bright blue either side of the starship, and it lunges forward, accelerating into the nebula and disappearing. On Voyager in engineering, Chakotay stands watching the swirling gases from the warp core.
Commander, any word on that tellurium?
Not yet. How bad is it?
The antimatter reaction rate is down to 12%. If it drops below 9, the plasma injectors will lock up and we'll never be able to reinitialize the nacelles.
Options?
If we're gonna reduce our power demands even further, we're gonna have to drop the shields.
I don't want to leave the ship defenseless this close to a hostile planet.
All of the systems are already offline. Life support is at minimal. You ask for options, that's our last one.
All right, power down the shield.
Harry sets to work at a console. As he works, more lights come back on.
That helped. It's only a matter of time. There's nothing more we can do without the tellurium.
Neelix to Voyager.
Yes, Neelix.
The rest of the away team is gone, Commander. They've been taken by the Mokra. What do you want me to do?
Did you get the tellurium?
Yes, I have it.
Then we need you here. Prepare to beam directly to engineering.
Rerouting emergency power to transporter room 2. And energizing.
Neelix materializes with the vial of powder in his hand, which he gives to Harry.
Chakotay to away team. Captain, can you hear me?
Unlock the control conduit.
Tuvok, Torres, please respond.
Keep an eye on the flow rate.
Yes, sir. Rate's holding steady.
The reaction rate is stabilized at 13%. Up to 15. 18.
It worked, then. We're all right.
Maybe. Once the rate is up to normal, we'll try getting the warp drive back online. Then we'll see if there was any damage.
Begin rerouting power back to all key systems. What happened down there?
I don't know exactly.
I went in the shop, completed the trade, then I heard weapons fire on the street. By the time I got out there, the captain and the others were gone.
Are you sure it was the Mokra?
I spoke to witnesses on the street. They said it was quite a fight.
Any idea how the Mokra knew you were down there?
Someone must have told them we were coming. The Mokra have informants everywhere.
Could your contact be one of them?
I don't think I would have made it back here with the Talarian if he had been. Besides, he's involved with the Alsurian resistance movement. He would never help the Mokra.
They've probably got the resistance movement under surveillance.
Commander, I think we're ready to give the engines a try.
Harry, Chakotay, and Neelix turn their attention to the swirling warp core.
I'm opening the plasma injectors.
As the power begins to build, the warp core glows brightly.
Warp engines are back online. All systems normal.
Good work, Mr. Kim. Mr. Neelix, you're with me. I think it's time we contact the Mokra.
They head for the bridge.
Mr. Parra, set a new course. Bring us out from behind the moon and establish a standard orbit around the planet. Slowly. We don't want to look aggressive.
Yes, sir.
What kind of response will we expect when they see us?
The Mokra are paranoid and hostile. They have little use for diplomacy. I wouldn't be surprised if they started shooting at us immediately.
We'll be in full view of the planet in a few seconds.
The planet begins to emerge from behind the shadow of an enormous brown moon.
Their orbital sensor net has picked us up. They're scanning the ship. We're being hailed.
On screen.
I am Third Magistrate Orgris of the Mokra Order.
Commander Chakotay of the Federation Starship Voyager.
May I assume you're seeking permission to conduct business with us?
No. Some of my crew members have already been to the surface. We've lost contact with them.
I see. You must have been unaware of our regulations. I'll transfer a complete copy for future reference.
I have reason to believe they're being detained.
Detained? That's possible. I'll look into it for you. I'll contact you shortly.
Thank you.
He's not like any Mokra I've ever met. I can't believe he'll really help us.
If there's any chance for a diplomatic solution, we have to pursue it. In the meantime, I want continuous scans of the surface. Standard search pattern.
In a stark stone cell, Tuvok sits stoically, his hands clasped, whilst B'Elanna examines the force field circuitry around the doorway for weaknesses.
I advise caution.
There's a control circuit there, I can see it. If only we knew that Neelix made it back to the ship with the Talarium, then at least this would be worth it.
I regret I have no such reassurance to offer you.
We don't even know what happened to the captain. She might have been killed out there on the street.
That is possible. It is also possible that she is safely returned to Voyager. We have insufficient evidence to dismiss either conclusion.
I guess that's the Vulcan way of telling me to hope for the best.
Tuvok shifts uncomfortably in his seat. Elsewhere, in a room full of shadows, a small figure sits grinning to himself in a corner. He is keeping watch over another figure lying on a bed. It is the captain. Slowly she awakes, blinking painfully.
Look who's awake.
Just rest. You must be thirsty.
Maybe hungry? Or a little something? What shall I make? What can I make? What?
Janeway clasps her injured neck in pain and notices that her comm badge is gone.
Where am I?
Oh, it hasn't been that long. I wish I had some. This will do.
The little man hurries to her with a cup.
Drink.
Thank you.
I'll fix you some soup. Now, just
lie down?
You're very kind, but I have...
All right. You're safe now.
I really can't...
Shh. Don't worry. Everything's all right now. My little girl is home.
Janeway's eyes widen, and she stares at the old man in puzzlement. As the man busies himself preparing food, Janeway swings her legs off the bed and tries to look out of the window, which appears to be shuttered from the outside.
I'm very grateful for everything you've done for me.
But you know there's nothing I wouldn't do for my sweet Ralkana.
My name is Catherine Janeway.
Catherine? That's an unusual name. Very pretty. I like it.
I am a starship captain. It is very important that I contact my ship.
Wonderful. Captain Catherine of a glorious starship. Then what happens? Go on. I'm listening. I love your stories.
It's not a story. It's a request. May I use your communications equipment?
Communications? We're not supposed to have any of that. The Mokra don't allow it.
They can't have control of everything. Surely there's someone who has an illegal transmitter.
I know what you'd like. Some Tulsa root soup.
Can you at least tell me what happened to the other people I was with on the street?
You really should be more careful out there. Those Mokra will pick a fight for no reason. I don't want you getting hurt again. But I saw the way you handled that ugly one. I couldn't have done any better. I was so proud of you, Ralkana.
My two friends, did the Mokra take them?
I'm afraid so.
Where would they have been taken? A detention center?
The prison.
All right. How do I get there?
Soup. I'm forgetting the soup.
I appreciate your hospitality, but I can't stay here. I've got to get to that prison.
You're right. The time has come. Now that we're together again, we can't wait another day. My beautiful and brave girl, the Mokra won't stand a chance against us.
You're very kind to offer. But I didn't mean we'd be going together.
You must eat and rest to get your strength back. We'll leave soon enough. We don't want to keep her waiting any longer than we have to.
She frowns, puzzled.
Keep her waiting.
She must miss you so terribly. It's hard to bear, thinking of her alone in that dark cell. It's been difficult for all of us, but don't worry. We'll get her out. You'll see your mother again.
Janeway's eyes soften, understanding his pain, and she returns his embrace. On Voyager, Chakotay is meeting with Orgris, the Mokra leader.
Our world has come under attack before. You can understand our concern at finding strangers who arrive secretly from a hidden ship.
I assure you we have no hostile intentions.
I believe you. But some of my colleagues are cautious about dealing with disreputable ships.
What does that mean?
It seems you've been making more enemies than friends since you arrived from the Alpha Quadrant, is it? Some think even that story is a lie.
But not you.
Of course not. I'm here to help.
Then I'd like to talk to my crew members.
I'm afraid that will be difficult in the current climate of mistrust. Perhaps if you could tell us more about what brought you here, who you've been dealing with.
I'll consider that. After I talk to my crew members.
You're not making it very easy for me to help you.
The two eye each other coldly.
Let me see what I can arrange. It may take some time, Commander.
Chakotay and Neelix look frustrated as Orgris and his party leave.
Talk to your contacts again. I want an alternative to sitting here waiting for him to get back to us.
Your question is based on a faulty assumption. I cannot answer it.
You can't deny being in contact with the Resistance.
I deny that we are intending to supply them with weapons.
These lies are useless. We know you're helping the subversives. I want names.
I have none to give you.
We told you already. We don't know anything about the resistance.
I've heard that many times from many people. Take him.
Lelana attacks a guard.
Lieutenant, stop.
That will not help either of us.
He's right.
Lelana is thrown roughly down on a bench as Tuvok is escorted out. The force field at the cell entrance is reactivated. Janeway can hear voices outside her room.
I see soldiers out there. What's happening?
They're everywhere, searching the whole area.
I don't want to cause trouble for you. I'll go as soon as it's dark.
You've always been a troublemaker ever since you could walk. I've never seen such a willful child. But that's what I love most about you, your spirit. Now, don't worry. When they come through here, we'll be gone already. Now, your mother will want some of her things. Ah, a pretty dress to wear.
They're only looking for me. You don't have to get any more involved than you already are.
Well, if my precious girl is involved, then I'm involved too.
The old man Kalem grins, reaches into his inside pocket and pulls out a shiny necklace.
Do you remember this? She always used to wear it on special occasions. I think today would count as one. You know what I think she would like even more? Is to see you. Wear it.
I couldn't possibly take that.
Be careful, this won't heal if you move around too much.
If you want to help, tell me about that prison. What kind of security do they have? Are there force fields, detection grids, physical barriers?
Yes, all of it.
What about guards?
Lots of guards. The Mokra make a big show of it, always bragging about how no one has ever escaped.
Listen to me. I can't bring you to the prison with me. It's too dangerous.
He looks devastated.
I'm not afraid.
And that could get both of us killed. You have to stay here.
If I stay here, I can't bring letters.
Letters? To the prison?
Letters. Don't you remember how we used to write to her together?
Kalem pulls out a box containing letters from under the bed.
Here they are. I still write them every week. Since she's been gone, I've always known that one day I'd be able to give them to her. I've never forgotten.
These are all to your wife. How long has it been?
My last letter. My last letter is not. It's not here. Huh. I wrote it 3 days ago, but it's not. I can't let her think I've stopped writing. That I gave up hope only days before. I'll write it again.
Janeway looks deeply moved. She notices Kalem is trembling.
My hand shakes sometimes. You write it so it looks nice.
I'm very sorry. I have to go before the soldiers come.
The last one was about. My memory isn't very good. No, I remember. I went walking in the morning. It was very cold. But tell her I wore my sweater. She worries about that sort of thing. And I what? And I saw they had torn down that old building where you and the other children used to play. Tell her that it rained for 2.5 days. I don't know if she can see the sky. Where they're keeping her. And there was more. There was something about a friend, I can't I remember. I wanted to tell her.
Janeway places a reassuring hand on his shoulder.
It's all right. She'll understand.
Yes. Yes, you're right. She will.
Close to tears, Kalem turns to Janeway imploringly.
Please let me come with you.
I'm sorry. That's not possible. Is there another way out?
There.
They crawl out through a gap in the back of the house, concealed by a table, just as the Mokra guards knock down the front door and sweep into the house. Kalem and Janeway move carefully and unobtrusively through the Ulsorian market. They approach the house that Neelix visited earlier to get the tellurium. Janeway knocks.
This is a waste of time. We don't need him anyway.
I need him. If he's a member of the Resistance, he may be able to help me contact my ship.
Kalem spots Orgris and his guards.
Monster!
Janeway drags him out of sight.
He's the one. He took your mother. We have to...
They want a fight. Don't give them one.
Peering out from their hiding place, Janeway sees Orgris interrogating a bystander.
You look like a helpful citizen. So tell me, you might have seen some strangers who were in the marketplace earlier today?
No, sir. No, sir. I've seen no one. Please.
You!
Orgris spots the man who gave Neelix the tellurium. The man stops in his tracks, terrified.
I'm looking for someone. A woman.
I haven't seen any woman.
There are two, right over here. You see them, don't you?
Yes.
Maybe we should discuss this elsewhere.
Orgris grabs the man.
Kalem.
As Kalem runs towards them, wearing a strange expression.
Come on, Ernie.
Oh, look at that.
I seem to have lost my hat.
Janeway admires his act.
It's about this big.
Dropping to his knees, Kalem begins to give Orgris a shoe shine.
Have you seen my hat?
Run along, old man.
Without my hat?
Orgris places a bun in Kalem's mouth and places a hollowed-out melon shell on his head.
There you go.
Janeway looks on in admiration and concern as the crowd now move away from the pathetic figure of Kalem. She approaches him once Orgris and the guards have left. She removes the melon from his head and clasps his shoulders, moved by pity and admiration. They walk away together. In her cell, B'Elanna climbs up a small ladder and starts trying to prise loose a bar across the ceiling. She looks worried.
The prison is in the northeast corner of the city. My sources tell me it's surrounded by metaphasic shields.
Can we find a way to beam through them? The Mokra aren't familiar with transporter technology.
There is a periodic fluctuation in the shield's energy pattern. I'm working on a way to take advantage of it.
There's only one problem with that. If the Mokra detect us breaking through their shields, we'll be surrounded by soldiers in seconds.
If we could beam in close enough to where the away team is being held, we might be able to get in and out of there before the Mokra had a chance to react.
We can't locate the away team from here. The detention level is subterranean and the rock is too dense for our sensors to penetrate. You'll have to look for them after you beam into the prison.
Too dangerous. We can't risk beaming in. We'll have to find another way that the Mokra won't detect. Sounds like a challenge for you, Mr. Kim.
Harry frowns.
You'd be welcome to use our transmitter if we still had one. The Mokra confiscated it this morning.
Then I'll have to find my crew members myself. I know two of them were arrested. What about Neelix?
He stayed inside with me, then got transported up to your ship.
Good. What can you tell me about the prison?
I know about the prison.
We need all the information we can get. I have to reach my crew.
Don't you think there are people in there I'd like to get out? Any sane person would tell you it's impossible.
Spoken like a coward.
I've heard about you, old man. You're the coward.
Enough.
What are you doing with this lunatic? Has he been telling you stories of his brave deeds? They're just fantasies. Taking him along in this rescue mission of yours is suicide.
He's already saved me from the Mokra once. And he saved you from those soldiers today.
All right, stay with him. Go off to the prison. Get yourself killed.
I don't have to get killed if you'll tell me what you know.
There are access tunnels on the north side. They'll get you in a little closer, but they're guarded.
Then I'll need weapons.
They're not free.
I don't have anything to trade.
That's worth some weapons.
I can't.
Yes, you can. If it'll help to bring her back to us.
Thank you.
I can have someone meet you on the street in 3 hours to make the trade. He'll be wearing a blue vest. Watch for him.
We will. Thank you.
I'd wish you luck. But what you'll need is a miracle.
Clutching the shiny necklace which she must now trade, Janeway hurries away with Kalem. Later, they are hiding near the prison.
He's more than 3 hours late. We have to consider the possibility that he's been arrested.
You mustn't believe what he told you about me.
I don't believe it. You're not a coward.
I had to keep my little girl safe. It was just too dangerous to get involved. Can you understand? Your mother wouldn't listen. She wanted to fight. She was always so passionate about what she believed in. She didn't care about the risk.
You were proud of her.
I didn't want to lose her. I didn't want you to grow up without a mother. I tried so hard to change her mind. And finally, she changed mine. She convinced me to go with her. I said I would meet her by the river. She was leading a raid against a Mokra supply center. I said I would meet her. But I didn't. I couldn't. I was too afraid. She was still waiting for me when they arrested her. I could never tell you about this. I knew you would hate me. I couldn't bear that. Please, Rokana, if you can ever forgive me.
She takes him in a tight, affectionate embrace.
All right, I'll be right there.
Looking out, Janeway suddenly stands as she sees a man walking towards them with a bag over his shoulder.
What is it?
A blue vest.
Then it's time to go.
Keeping their faces hidden, they walk towards the man. As they approach him, and Janeway reaches for the necklace, she suddenly notices his shiny black boots. She starts, and grabbing Kalem, moves hurriedly away.
What happened?
He was wearing military boots like the Mokra. It was a trap.
A trap? And you saw it, my clever girl. We'll be all right. We have each other. That's all we'll need.
It's not that simple. We can't just walk into the prison without weapons.
A thought strikes Janeway as the women walk by.
Maybe we'll have to try a different strategy.
Tuvok is thrown back into the cell with Valana. She rushes to him and sees that he has been badly beaten. Orgris walks in.
We don't have to ask your friend any more questions if you give us the answers.
I told you, I don't...
She stops short of Orgris, controlling her anger. She backs off and sits back down next to the bleeding Tuvok.
I'm sorry.
I guess I always assumed that Vulcans didn't feel pain like the rest of us. That you were able to block it out somehow. Until I heard... Was that you I heard?
Vulcans are capable of suppressing certain levels of physical pain. Beyond that, we must simply endure the experience.
How can you say that so calmly? You must feel some anger at what they did to you. Some desire to fight back.
Under the circumstances, physical resistance is ineffective. We are fighting back by refusing to give them any information.
Get down there!
Man Darod, who met with Neelix and then later with Janeway, is brought in at gunpoint and pushed into a cell. P'Elanna watches from behind her force field.
3 more hours.
There's nothing going on around here. Wake me if the lieutenant shows up, will you?
Hearing a footfall, the guard whirls round and takes aim at the shadow of an approaching figure. It is a woman. She stands silhouetted in the corridor. It is Janeway. She has let her hair down and is wearing makeup. She has arranged her dress to reveal her leg as she walks.
You girls aren't supposed to come down here anymore.
Do you want me to leave?
I didn't say that.
Then I won't.
If my lieutenant saw you here, I'd be in trouble.
Nobody will see us back here. It's dark. Private.
She leads the guard into a dark alleyway. As soon as they are completely out of sight, Kalim knocks the guard unconscious.
I like this strategy.
She flashes Kalim a smile, and stepping out of the alleyway shoots a second guard. Quickly, she sets to work on the access codes for the prison doors. Kalim removes a vicious two-bladed knife from one of the guards and hurries forward to join Janeway.
We're ready to go.
No, you are not coming with me.
Of course I am. We settled this. You told that man, Darren, how I saved you from the Mokra.
You did save me. Now I'm returning the favor.
She disables the entrance force field.
I promise I'll try to find your wife.
Wait! Rakana! No!
Kalim is left on the other side of the force field.
I've been studying their orbital sensor net. It surrounds the entire planet. This is the most sophisticated system I've ever seen. It monitors everything we do. There's no way of disabling it from orbit.
So much for a surprise attack.
We may still be able to surprise them even if they do see us coming. We can modify the main deflector to send out dozens of radion beams, which should penetrate the prison shields. One of them will carry our transporter signal, but the sensor net won't be able to distinguish which one. So the Mokra won't know the exact location we're beaming to.
And they won't know where to concentrate their defenses.
That's the best head start I can give you.
Then it'll have to do. How long will it take to modify the deflector?
I can do it right now.
Chakotay to Paris. Is the rescue team ready?
Standing by.
Prepare for transport.
Deflector ready, Commander.
Initiate the radion beams.
Sending out the first volley. It's working. They're getting through the shields.
Begin the transport.
Transporter room 2. Synchronize your confinement beams to... That came from the surface.
Maximum shields. Damage report.
Shields at 90%. It was a precision hit right to the source of the beams. Main deflector is now offline. We're being hailed from the surface.
On screen.
Your attempt to penetrate our defenses is a hostile act against the Mokra Order. There are now 85 phased iron cannons targeted at your ship. If you don't withdraw from Mokra space in 2 minutes, we will open fire.
Chakotay looks stunned, unsure what to do next. On the surface, an armed Mokra guard approaches the prison gate force field. He deactivates it and enters. As he passes, Janeway emerges from the shadows. She approaches the force field controls and makes some adjustments. She takes a few steps backwards. As alarms sound, Valana in her cell lunges at the guard who is with them. Although caught by surprise, the guard is too strong for her and soon has her pinned against the wall. He fails to notice Tuvok behind him and falls to the floor as the Vulcan grips his shoulder.
Commander.
Give me some good news, Mr. Kim.
There's a disruption in the shields around the prison.
That qualifies. Good work.
I wish I could take credit for it, but it's coming from inside the prison.
Can we get through?
Yes, but the Mokra will detect our transport.
Sounds like they have other things to worry about right now. That disruption might not be accidental. Someone in there might be trying to get out.
That's a big assumption.
Even if our people didn't cause the problem, you know they'd take advantage of it. This is our best chance to find them.
In about 30 seconds, the Mokra are going to open fire. I don't know how long we'll be able to wait for you.
Understood.
Paris hurries to the transporter room. On the surface, Darod and another member of the Resistance have entered the prison. They walk cautiously down the narrow corridors.
Darod. I'm looking for my people.
Back this way. I'll show you.
Darod leads Janeway away. They move slowly down a corridor. Hearing a noise round the next corner, Janeway grasps her pistol and readies herself to ambush the intruder.
Don't move.
There you are.
What are you doing here?
I would do everything in my power to protect my only child.
She smiles, but hurries away to find the others.
There's a phased ion charge coming at us from the planet.
Full power to the shields.
Shields at 60%. Minor damage on deck 14. They're firing again.
Modulate the shield frequencies. Try to throw off their sensors.
No effect! Direct hit to the port nacelle.
Redirect all warp power to the shields.
Two more coming in!
Moving carefully through the prison, Janeway spots two figures up ahead and raises her pistol.
Captain.
We've got to get you back to the ship. You're hurt.
Valkana, the other cells are this way. We must find your mother.
Follow this passageway until the dead end. Then you'll see a smaller passageway.
Captain, what are you doing?
There's one more person I have to find.
Guards!
At Darod's cry, two guards and Orgris appear in the corridor in front of them.
After all that time I spent looking for you, all I had to do was wait here.
Janeway and Kalem stare in shock.
Shields down to 23%.
We've got to get out of their weapons range. Scan one more time for the away team.
There's no sign of them.
Prepare to break orbit.
Wait! Set a course bearing 219 Mark 47.
Where are you taking us, Mr. Kim?
There's a large electrical storm over the northern magnetic pole. It's giving our sensors some trouble. It should do the same for theirs.
A blind spot?
Exactly. If we maintain our position directly above the storm, their sensor net may not be able to keep an accurate lock on our position.
How long do you think this will work?
The storm's already dissipating. A few more minutes?
I'll take every second I can get.
I must say I'm impressed, Kalem. You never made it this far before. Every so often he goes on one of his missions. To rescue his wife. She's been dead for 12 years.
Lies. Lies. Lies.
Sometimes he gets all the way up to the front gate. We send him on his way. And allow him to serve as a reminder of just how futile it is to challenge us. I thought you'd learned that lesson when you lost your daughter. She made it as far as the tunnels before she was shot.
No.
So much tragedy for one man to bear. And now your foolishness has condemned another innocent woman. Take the others back for questioning. I'll interrogate this one myself.
No! I won't let you hurt her!
As Kalem lunges at Orgris, Janeway turns and knocks down one guard. Valana lunges at another, and Tuvok opens fire on two more. Orgris throws off Kalim, who is then shot.
Kalim!
As Janeway rushes to Kalim's side, she turns and sees that Kalim has stabbed Orgris through the heart with the double-bladed knife. Orgris slumps to the floor. The remaining two guards retreat down the corridor.
Rokana. He said you'd been shot.
He was lying to you. Father, I'm all right.
And your mother?
She's fine. She was so happy to get your letters. She wanted me to tell you something. She forgives you. We both do.
My sweet girl.
With a smile on his face and tears in his eyes, the old man's head suddenly rolls to one side and he lies still. Janeway is also moved to tears.
Captain.
I'm coming.
She strokes the old man's cheek for the last time and stands. She looks down at the body, and then across at Darod standing nearby.
No one will forget what he did here today. I'll make sure of that.
Chakotay to transporter room 2, do we have them?
We're all back, Commander. Take us out of here.
Gladly. Lieutenant, you heard her.
Voyager comes out of orbit.
Warp drive is functioning normally, and we'll have the main deflector back online tomorrow.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Kim.
Captain, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Harry smiles politely and leaves. Janeway stares ahead for a moment and then leans forward to pick up the necklace she got from Kalim. As she presses it to her cheek, a look of immense sadness and loss crosses her face, but also a smile as she remembers his kindness and bravery. Voyager once again sets a course for the stars.